Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Now, a lot of GAA going on over the weekend. Hello to everybody in Galway. Hello to everybody in Mayo. Galway and Mayo in the Connacht football final this weekend. A lot of people aren't happy, though, with the format of the championship. And to speak on their behalf, this is the people of Mayo. We've got Enda Kenny, who I haven't spoken to for some time. He's on Gift Grub this morning. Mayo man, true Mayo man, Enda Kenny is on the line. Morning, Enda.
Morning, Ian. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. I was looking at a photograph of you the other day with me and Mario Rosenstock, and it was in Castlebar. And
Harlequin Hotel. Pints.
That's right, the Harlequin Hotel.
Remember
you
well.
Have some memory, of some memory.
I told you about a man that had a statue
that's
built
right,
outside
out
in 1914.
And he was out there in the graveyard across the road. I remember that.
Boom,
anyway,
boom.
So are you okay? Everything all right?
Great.
Yeah, okay. That's a fine, strong boom, boom you got going on there. Boom, boom.
On the contrary, Ian, that's a concerned boom, boom.
What was it?
And I'll tell you why my boom, boom is concerned.
Well, go on.
I think the GAA have it in for Mayo. Now, bear with me. Okay. I think the GAA want Mayo to never win SAM.
Ah, come on, Enda. I mean, that sounds like, I don't know, a conspiracy theory.
Well, they said the same about JFK. Boom, boom. Look at the facts. If Mayo beat Galway,
yes,
they get thrown into a group with Derry and maybe Donegal.
Tough.
That is sick. Yeah. That is ungodly. Yeah. That is inhumane. They'll be torn to shreds after that group. And if they lose to Galway,
yeah,
boom, boom, well, then Mayo are just perennial losers again. Joe Brawley will be jumping up and down like a demented pixie, telling us how Aidan O'Shea has no spine, no soul, no heart. Maybe Mayo aren't the curse. It's the GAA who are the course, Ian.
Okay.
Well,
all right, well listen, thanks. It was nice talking to you again and, you know.
Good, you too.
Hopefully it goes well. See you later. Are you going to Bruce?
What?
Are you going to Bruce?
If there are tickets available, I will. Pat Jennings says hello, by the way.
Good luck, cheers. Okay, Kerry legend Pat Spallan is there as well. Go ahead there, Pat.
Good morning, Ian. Same time every year, yeah. Mayo on queue. They're like a Ryanair flight to Santa Ponsa, Ian. They're on time every year. Now, I love this time of year, Ian. I love this time of year. Yeah. Because we're going through a period at the moment I like to call the Passion of the Mayo. Okay? Now, have you ever heard of the Passion of the Christ, Ian?
I have, yes.
Right, Mel Gibson, great film, Jim Caviezel, strange guy, but nevertheless, anyway, move on. This is the Passion of the Mayo, where we watch Mayo being tormented and castigated before being turned into martyrs. All right? Now, the GAA have created the Coliseum, okay?
Yeah.
Where Mayo are the lions, or Mayo are the Christians, Mayo are the Christians being thrown to the lions every year. And people love it. People love it. They can't get enough of it. Now, everyone knows lions are kings. Isn't that right, Ian?
That's right, yes.
And where do kings come from? The kingdom.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah? And we all know who the kingdom are. Now, what about that for an analogy, okay? Isn't that a thing of beauty, okay? Isn't that an absolute beaut of an analogy? Yeah. Stick that up on your podcast now, Ian.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.